You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Everybody, and welcome to Hit the Books, the only weekly realistic fantasy booking podcast in the universe. I am your host, as always, Ryan Knightstein. With me, also as always, is the man of a thousand nicknames, Mikey Man Freddy. Mikey, how are you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. AEW Dynamite is tonight. They just got a new deal. I'm excited. We are in the age of revolution, baby.
Yeah, we're recording this on January 15th, and it was announced today that AEW not only are extended into 2023, extended for another 3 years, which means they're here to stay, buddy. They're here to party and stay, I guess.
Oh yeah.
And not only that, but they're getting a second TV show, a second show straight to series, according to their press release.
Yeah.
Mikey and I have already been talking about it back to back, and like, what does that mean? What does it mean that what we're gonna do? I mean, the obvious thing for me is that, like, look, it's not too obvious that AEW is getting extension on their deal. They probably told TNT that they're gonna have at least 400 fans weekly, and they blew those numbers out the water. So AEW Dynamite,
I would hope they'd have at least 400.
Yeah. 400,000, sorry. I'm just talking in thousands. They have at least 400,000. AEW Dynamite blew those numbers out of the water, so they're like, yeah, extended it. But a second show, Mikey?
Ryan, quick, what's the show name?
AEW Snidely Whiplash. I'm trying to think of the TNT brand. AEW Counterpeg. Powder Keg. I said Counter Peg. Powder Keg. AEW, because we're talking, it's like Thunder and that other show. AEW, I don't know.
AEW,
I don't know what the hell this is.
AEW Boom. AEW Bang.
AEW Bang sounds gross. I don't know what their new show would be. The better question to me, Mikey, is what day is the show going to be? That's, I think, the bigger question about this whole story.
It's just going to be called AEW.
Because you can't do Boom, because that means Adam Cole's going to arrive. And if you can do Bang, but, I mean, that sounds weird. AEW, and also Dynamite's a noun. We've got to keep this as a noun-based program. AEW Lightning.
I like Lightning.
I just took that from Thunder and just made it Lightning. AEW. B-Elite. We're going to put all the proceeds of the shows are going to go to helping bees.
Knowing the subtlety they've been going with recently in their jabs at WWE, it's just going to be called AEW Fuck WWE.
Oh, Jesus. AEW Dark Order.
AEW definitely not SmackDown. AEW Punch Up.
Jesus Christ. I think the bigger story is AEW what day cooked. Is the show going to be, not what the title is. Yeah. Because we can spend here all day. What day do you think that's good show going to be? Because honestly,
they already got Wednesdays. They're already competing with NXT on Wednesdays. I think they're going to try to start punching up here, like in weight class. I think they're going to go for either Monday or Friday. I think they're going to do it.
I think Friday's the easier bet, maybe. Maybe Mondays. But, dude, I don't know. Because I guess you have Dark on
Tuesdays. I would say
Friday Tuesdays.
Because of the fact that Raw has the extra hour. Mm-hmm. If it's going to be a two-hour show, then Raw's going to have the extra hour to, like, people are just going to go watch it after Dynamite anyway.
Yeah, I guess the question is, like, how is the second show, how many hours is the second show going to be? Is it going to be dark and then just dark is just moving to actual primetime television? You know, what is this a whole nother show? Like, is it going to be Dark, Dynamite, and something else? Because it's like...
Okay, so it has to be something with a D then. So it's dark, so it's the alliteration is there.
Oh, it's gotta be. I'm just gonna Google D words.
Dark, Dynamite, and Doom.
Ooh, AEW Doom.
AEW Destruction.
That's not bad. D words.
Dynamite, Dark, and Destruction.
AEW Dab.
Fuck off.
Because they could go Friday. They could do Thursdays. They could do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Honestly, I think that's not the worst idea.
I don't know. It seems... I guess.
Yeah, I think that's that one's doable. AEW doable.
AEW doable is not anything.
But it's doable. It's not anything, but it's doable. I would love to see what happens with this. But this, Mikey, what are we talking about AEW over here? We're not an AEW show. What the frick?
We gotta bring it back. We gotta bring it back to SmackDown.
Bring it back all the way back to SmackDown. If you're new to this show, you're probably confused because we just talked about AEW for how many minutes? 12 hours?
Eight minutes?
So we've just been talking about AEW for a little bit, but we're not an AEW show. We are a WWE booking show. What does that mean, Mikey? Tell me what that means, Mikey. I'm throwing it to you. You're doing the intro now.
That means we have drafted our own roster of superstars. We have been booking our own version of SmackDown Live through the weeks. We book our own pay-per-views, book our own cards. And it's like it's fantasy booking stepped up to the next level. We always said that WWE sucks and that we can do it better. So we put our money where our mouth is, and here we are doing this show.
And by we really mean, like, the wrestling world at large.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, like, that's what all the wrestling is, right? Like, all the wrestling was like, hey, everyone says WWE sucks, so let's do it ourselves.
And then,
boom.
Revolution happened.
And then 2023, AEW doable, coming to your screens every Friday night. You know, it's happening. And, you know, I'm not saying that we're going to get hired by AEW because we definitely need more help when it comes to making a whole nother show and coming up with ideas because there's already been some stuff happening with just the one show. So maybe they need more help. I'm not saying that we're putting ourselves out there and being like, hey, hire us. I'm just saying, Mikey, that, you know, I live in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm free and available to hang out anytime, Cody.
Cody, all I'm saying, Cody, is that, look, I can come over, pet Pharaoh, whatever you feel like.
Yeah, I'm just saying I want to be best friends. Is that too much to ask? If it is, then
I'm
hire
just saying,
me,
come over
to
my house for dinner one day.
Yeah, you want... I got you great ideas. AEW doable. AEW dab.
AEW dad bod. We only have Adam Page.
I like it. AEW dark order. AEW
Adam,
light.
AEW dad bod. It's just Adam Page versus Evil Uno every single week.
AEW Danhausen.
AEW don't.
AEW World Tour, where that's the show where you have New Japan guys, Ring of Honor guys, NWA guys all coming on, and AEW guys, and all fighting each other.
Dang. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm chock full of great ideas. And this is also, I mean, these are ideas, but the likelihood of that happening is probably slim to none. But yeah, anyways, I don't want to hang out. Anyways, to get my desperate pleas aside, Mikey, like you said, let's book some shows. We have a whole card of SmackDown. We're on the road to WrestleMania. If you haven't heard our latest Royal Rumble pay-per-view special, it's out, baby. Plus a whole nother episode after that. So this is episode 2 on a road to Elimination Chamber. And then WrestleMania around that corner, baby.
We're on the road to the rest stop that is Elimination Chamber. And then we're fully on the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah, baby. We got a full card already prepped for you. Mikey, let's get into it. We're opening up SmackDown this week with The Pure, Daniel Bryan, Drew Gulak, and Dash Wilder. Daniel Bryan says that Elimination Chamber is coming up, and because of this, you know, he's decided, as the current WWE champion, Daniel Bryan has decided that he is refusing to wrestle in the Elimination Chamber, citing that the structure doesn't promote pure wrestling. Just dumb entertainment for you fans.
Dang.
You would never see the likes of William Regal, Ricky Steamboat, Lou Thesz, Dynamite Kid, Misawa in that match. So why should someone of his own caliber compete in it?
I don't know, man.
He's not in it. He's not going to be. Sorry, everybody. Not going to be there. Then GM Page comes out and says that, sure, if he doesn't want to be in the chamber, that's fine, but you'll still be defending your title at the pay-per-view. However, you'll not just face one opponent, but rather two. And then his opponents come out. Velveteen Dream and Keith Lee walk out. And
whoa,
the Pure freak out and whatnot. That's right. At Elimination Chamber for the WWE Championship, it's going to be Daniel Bryan taking on Keith Lee and the Velveteen Dream in a triple threat match.
Whoa. Big match here. Especially for Velveteen Dream and Keith Lee. First opportunity at the WWE Championship. Big match for them.
Yeah, I mean, don't forget, last year, the pay-per-view before WrestleMania, Fastlane, the WWE Championship changed hands. It went from AJ Styles to Finn Balor.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, who knows what can happen with Keith Lee and Velveteen Dream there as well. Velveteen Dream definitely wants Daniel Bryan's number. Keith Lee also does. Everyone wants the WWE title, so why not?
Everyone's got eyes on it.
Everyone's got their eyes on it. So I guess that means, Mikey, that the Elimination Chamber is going to be, the men's Elimination Chamber, I should say, is going to be a number one contenders match.
Ooh, okay. I'm assuming for WrestleMania.
Yes, this is going to be for WrestleMania, not for later in the card of Elimination Chamber. I get, like, that's what we're surmising, that Elimination Chamber, will the men's Elimination Chamber will be a number one contenders match for WrestleMania. The winner will face the winner of that triple threat.
Yep, like it.
And I think there's only one way to set up these people, and that's qualifiers.
Yeah.
So match qualifiers.
So match qualifiers, always good.
Okay. Well, we'll get to those match qualifiers as we get through the show.
Yep.
I think one of those is our main event tonight, Mikey.
Yes, we have a big qualifying match for our main event, and I'm very excited to get to it.
Okay. Yeah. In between now and then, we got more card left. What are we doing, Mikey?
So our first match on the card is Sheamus versus Mustafa Ali with none other than the stars of the dirt sheet on commentary, Miz and John Morrison. And Sheamus ends up winning this match. Miz gets a little feisty at the end. Sheamus probably says some words. Morrison holds him back, though. And Mustafa Ali is visibly dejected from yet another loss. As we know, last week he suffered a loss to Roman Reigns.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, another loss for Mustafa Ali. Very interested to see where we're going with Ali. I knew we talked about it last week with One Nation. Maybe want to do some scouting missions.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe want to bring Mustafa Ali in there. Sheamus getting another victory. Another reason why he should be in that Intercontinental picture.
Mm-hmm.
A win over Mustafa, you know, and I imagine Sheamus and Miz had a little bit of back and forth. Like, do you already say that?
Yeah. Miz and Sheamus have a little bit of back and forth. Miz gets a little bit aggressive, and Morrison holds him back, stops a big brawl from happening.
That's good. Less big brawls,
less chaos. Okay. Always good.
All right. Well, let's move on. Let's settle it down a little bit, and let's get into this sit-down interview. We're doing another sit-down interview, this time with Ember Moon. You know, and it's going to be a long one, folks, so stick with me. Ember Moon, she's being interviewed. She's talking about her, you know, how does it feel winning the Royal Rumble? And Ember Moon says that, honestly, she surprised herself with how far she went in the Rumble, let alone win the whole thing. For, I mean, for God's sake, she entered at number 8 and ended up winning the whole thing. So, you know, for the past couple months, she's been a successful tag team wrestler with Asuka. And with this Rumble win and a singles title match at WrestleMania down the road, it looks like her career is heading down a whole new path. The interviewer, probably Michael Cole. Transitions, who knows? Probably Michael Cole. Maybe it's Renee Young.
No, I feel that.
You know, they transition into the conversation about the Elimination Chamber. I know last week we said that the Elimination Chamber, you know, Shayna Baszler is going to be competing in defending her women's championship in that Elimination Chamber. Last week we did not say who was going to be in that match. And guess what? Revealing it now. To the audience, to the kayfabe audience, and to Ember Moon. Talking about reveals the 6 participants in the Women's Elimination Chamber, getting Ember's reaction to each one, reminding her that she'll be facing one of these people at WrestleMania for the SmackDown Women's Championship. First up, first announced for the Elimination Chamber is Carmella, who Ember Moon says is a former champ herself and a great competitor, but they haven't wrestled that often, so she'll be excited to see how that goes. Next up, joining Carmella is Nikki Cross. Ember Moon says that, you know, they had a great rivalry back in NXT, and she hopes that those great matches can make it to the big stage of WrestleMania, and so she can't wait and hopes to see Nikki Cross win this match. Next up is Naomi in the Elimination Chamber. Ember Moon says Naomi is an amazing competitor that has had a rough year, but hopefully she can turn it around at Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, a couple injuries definitely set her back.
Next up in the Elimination Chamber is Sasha Banks. Moon says that Sasha Banks is the boss. She's, you know, she's got a little bit of an attitude now, but she can still go inside the ring. She wants to see them lock up extremely bad, but she can just so that she can maybe teach her some things.
Ooh, spicy.
Spicy meatball.
Spicy Ember Moon.
And next up, and I guess finally, you know, we already know Shayna Baszler's in it, but finally, it will be Asuka.
Oh.
Ember Moon says Asuka is an interesting choice, but makes sense. You know, the possibility of facing Asuka definitely intrigues her, but we'll see what happens when her, I guess, current tag team partner enters the chamber.
Yeah.
And of course, Ember Moon then goes on to say that Shayna Baszler has been a thorn in the side of the women's division for months. She's been bullying people into submission constantly, and if she can make it out of the Elimination Chamber alive, well, then maybe the sun will finally set for Baszler at WrestleMania, and the moon will rise for Ember.
Nice. Nice way to end that. Very, very good one-liner to end it on. And I do like that we're going to get to see possibly Shayna Baszler versus Ember Moon again, because that feud was awesome. And I'm sure they're going to do great.
Yeah, Elimination Chamber's got a lot of potential great matchups. I mean, we're talking Baszler versus Moon, Baszler versus Asuka, not Baszler versus Asuka, well, also in the chamber, but Baszler versus Moon, Asuka versus Moon, Sasha Banks versus Ember Moon, Nikki Cross, Naomi. I think also Carmelo could be great.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple,
yeah, there's a couple of great ones here. It's just a matter of, you know, who's going to win it.
Yeah, it's definitely a great Elimination Chamber, and I can't wait to see how it stacks up.
Yeah. Okay, let's keep going.
All right, next up we have One Nation versus Heavy Machinery. However, while One Nation is entering the ring, the Street Profits attack, and they end up getting a big brawl all the way to the back and fighting to backstage. But their opponents, Heavy Machinery, are still in the ring. They are still looking for a challenger because they want to stay blue-collar solid. They want to have a match. They have been hungry for a match lately. So GM Page comes out and says, I love your energy. You guys still get a match tonight. And it's against none other than Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan. And we get Burch and Lorcan versus Heavy Machinery, with Heavy Machinery coming out on top.
Okay. Okay. Nice. Heavy Machinery getting the victory. Street Profits, One Nation. The rivalry continues. What was it, last week when One Nation attacked the Street Profits during the entrance and then won their match?
Mm-hmm.
Now Street Profits getting some revenge against One Nation. Interesting to see where this is going, especially, you know, OC being the tag team champions. Tag team, I assume the tag team titles are going to be on the line in Elimination Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see like where this all is headed. Where, you know, who's gonna eke out? Who's gonna eke out some victories?
Hmm.
You know, is it gonna be the New Day? Is it gonna be everybody? Is it gonna be one giant cluster crap? Cluster crap? Is that a word?
Cluster no, crap. Perfect.
Perfect. Yeah, I love it. I love it. What else is happening, Mikey?
Right after that, we have a backstage interview with the New Day about how some people are saying that they won't really fare well with Kofi injured and Kofi not around. Big E and Woods respond saying that the great thing about the New Day is that each individual is an amazing competitor and they don't need each other to thrive. We have our own goals that we want to pursue in WWE, and we will pursue those. We wish Kofi the best in his recovery, and when he gets back, we'll still be the New Day and have each other's backs like we always have.
I like it. We're continuing the story of New Day. You know, what's the word? Camaraderie? The brotherhood of the New Day? You know, after Kofi's announcing his injury last week and they're all celebrating with him.
It's that they don't need – the whole good thing about the New Day is that they don't need each other to be great, but they are great together. They are great individually together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're brothers.
Yeah. They share in the greatness.
Yeah, I like it. I like what I'm seeing. Keep moving on, Mikey. Though we got a Naomi and Sasha Banks versus Carmella and Nikki Cross. We got four of these women who are announced for the Elimination Chamber match. They're going to be facing each other in a tag team match. And I've already said it, Mikey. Carmella will be getting the win for her team by pinning Naomi.
Big win for Carmella.
Big win for Carmella. You know, you would think that Carmella would be the, you know, the least favorite maybe in that Elimination Chamber. Guess what? She pinned Naomi. So eat my butt. After the match, however, Sasha Banks attacked Carmella and Nikki Cross with a kendo stick and says that it doesn't matter who's in the Elimination Chamber, whether it's Carmella, Cross, or Naomi, who she then hits with a kendo stick, her own partner in this match. Banks,
I like the idea of Banks helping up Naomi, and then when Naomi goes to turn and leave, she hits her.
Oh yeah, Team Bad Reunion. Nah, this is a Banks production. I don't know what that was.
Perfect.
Banks,
it's Team B now.
Team B, that for stands boss. For boss. Banks continues with saying that she doesn't care about a single competitor in this match. She doesn't care if people think she's got a attitude. She will be the last one standing, and she will be the new SmackDown Women's Champion. And you can bank on that.
Nice.
Then Asuka walks out, gets on the mic, and tells Banks that we'll see about that, and then leaves.
There's an interesting exclusion from this whole debacle, and that's the champion.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Champion sitting this one out. Let the kids play, and then I don't know where this analogy is going, and I'm gonna back out of this analogy. What did she say last week? Is that she doesn't like care about any of these other competitors, you know, she's gonna win how she always does. She's gonna submit people. She's gonna knock people out. She's going to throw people through glass or something. I don't know. She's going to win. So she's not worrying herself about these people.
Yeah.
Next up is a promo from the Iconics, a promo package from the Iconics, where they say, you know, they talk to management, they talk to their parents, they talk to the government. Everybody's talking about where the hell is the women's tag team division? Well, guess what? The women's division is still here. And they are going for it all. At Elimination Chamber, they are challenging and defeating the Country Club for the titles for the Women's Tag Team Championships. And when they then move on to WrestleMania, they'll take on whoever is in their path and finally become the best women's tag team in the world. Billie Kay then corrects Peyton Royce, saying that they won't be the best. They will be, Mikey, join with me. One, two, three.
Iconic.
And then you just make that better in post and like clump it together in post and then like add music.
It's fine. We got it. We got it in one.
You got the idea? You got the promo package idea?
Yeah, we got it. We got the whole thing in one. We're good.
Yeah. So, yes, Iconics versus the Country Club at Elimination Chamber. I'm saying it here now, folks, for the Women's Tag Team Championship. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a moment where whoever's interviewing them is like, but what if the Country Club win? And then Billy does the whole, you've got to be joking me.
Yeah. Gotta be joking. I don't know. I gotta stop. I was trying to do an accent, I think, and I don't know.
You've got to be joking me.
That's not bad. That's not a bad accent. I'll approve. All right, let's keep moving
anyway, on. Anyway, next up, we have our main event match, the qualifier for the Elimination Chamber match between Kevin Owens and Cesaro, who has Sami Zayn in his corner. And Kevin Owens comes out on top, beating Cesaro. However, while Kevin Owens is celebrating after the match, Sami Zayn attacks Owens with a chair. And when Cesaro recovers, him and Zayn put Owens into the Tree of Woe on the turnbuckle and just beat the crap out of his knees with that chair.
Oh my, really? Holy crap.
Quote, injuring Owens.
What are you doing vocal quotes there, Mikey?
I was.
Yeah, Jesus. Sami Zayn. So Kevin Owens is in the chamber. He's in the match. But now he's probably got a bum leg. So
probably. At least one.
At the very least, one bum leg. Yeah, so, oh my god.
He could have gone pro, but he blew out his knee.
Oh my god. Yeah, there's some heat. That's some heat. Is there anything happening after this match, or?
Well, after this match, the cameras try to get Zayn and Cesaro leave after they destroy Owens. Cameras are trying to catch up with Zayn and Cesaro to get an interview of some sort, talk about the attack, talk about Cesaro's loss, possibly. But Zayn shoves the camera out of his face, and both of them get into a car and speed off, ending SmackDown Live.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, get a little violent with the cameras. Usually they're all about it.
Holy crap.
Usually they're all about getting interviews and talking it up, but today they weren't having it. They're a little more serious today, pushing the cameras out of their faces and just leaving.
Yeah, that's some serious business right there, honestly. I don't know what they have in mind. Maybe we'll find out next week, but definitely, you know, they just had a honest-to-goodness attack on Kevin Owens, really attacked his knee. I imagine the cameras will cut back to the ring to see Kevin Owens, you know, trying to get up, trying to stand or whatever, but
probably rest.
Yeah, trying to help people up. But it's just like, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Oof. Can...
Refs and doctors helping him up, walking out. Yeah, it's rough.
It's rough out there. Jesus. Okay, well then, Sami Zayn gets... Whew, man. Sami Zayn. Oh, he is mad, I guess. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
And that's the show, honestly. We're ending it on a sad note for the SmackDown, but...
Yeah, it's not the happy ending we have.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Well, you know, well, I guess we'll turn around if Fox wants it.
Yeah, you know, if the randomizer decides it,
are you doing the transition, Mikey? Do we put on too much of a voice? Does it sometimes? Do our voices sound sometimes disingenuous? I think of it that every once
Maybe.
In a while.
Maybe a little bit.
Because, like, sometimes I feel like I'm putting on too much
everyone's
of a voice.
Everybody's got to have a radio voice.
Yeah, I really have a radio voice. Like, I really put on a voice, and it's just like, damn. I can't turn it off. That's the problem. I just do it, and I when I know I'm on, it's really hard.
This is just how we talk all the time.
Welcome back to Hit the Books with...
QWZ 104.2.
The Edge.
Coming at you live with the rated R beats.
and then Gangrel's entrance music hits. The Brood. Oh, that song slaps, by the way. Can I just say that I was listening? When I was editing for the Royal Rumble pay-per-view, Mikey, I was just listening to a buttload of, you know, entrance music, obviously. And Jesus Christ, there's so many songs that slap. There's so many entrance music that honestly, CFO Dollar Sign, not too bad.
CFO Dollar Sign.
Not too bad. They got some slappers in there.
CFO Ka-Chin Ka-Chin.
They got some honest to good slappers in there. I was a big fan. Like you said, Mikey, we got the randomizer. It's the end of the show. Randomizer, mm-hmm. like we said, realistic booking podcast. So we've got to keep it realistic, you know, injuries and whatnot. You know, like we said, Fox Network maybe wanting some stuff, maybe some additional things like face turns, whatever. We got to make the show, you know, realistic in that sense. You know, keep a little random, keep a little excitement, keep us on our toes, I guess you could say. And the randomizer allows us to do that, Mikey.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm definitely excited about it. It's my turn to hit the randomizer. The randomizer, I feel like, hates me more. So I
don't know, man. I injured our champion last week. That was kind of a bummer.
You didn't injure our champion last week. Did you injure last week?
Oh, we injured our champion at some point. Either way, it's a bummer.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Oh yeah, last week I rolled our match interference.
Yes. Interesting. I got a randomizer pick.
Okay.
Gimmick change.
Oh.
Superstar gets a new gimmick.
Have we ever gotten that one before?
I don't think we've had one. Just my voice gets higher and higher.
That seems like a new one to me.
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever had it before. Okay, gimmick change. Superstar gets a new gimmick. Who desperately needs something, a fresh coat of paint? You know, we're looking at this.
It's interesting because it's not a heel turn.
No. Well, I mean, not necessarily. I guess gimmick changes could be heel turns or face turns. But whoever this is getting a fresh coat of paint at the very least. We're talking Mojo Rawley cracked face person. We're talking...
That led to literal...
We're talking... what are you talking about? He's the 24/7 champion now.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We're talking...
We're
talking Liv Morgan going into a bathtub gimmick change.
I miss the old Liv.
Yeah, we're talking some sort of gimmick change here, so...
I miss Riot Squad Liv.
I just miss Riot Squad.
I miss Blue Tongue Riot Squad Liv. I miss the Riot Squad, too. I wish they did better with the Riot Squad. They deserve better.
Yeah. It really felt like the Riot Squad was just there to, like, take up... Like, not take up spots, but, like... They needed spots to be taken up, and they were like, here's three people, and they're like, perfect.
Riot Squad.
Riot Quad would be if they added a fourth person.
Correct.
You're not wrong, Ryan, but I'm definitely not happy about it.
That's basically exactly how I feel. Anyway, we have a gimmick change.
So gimmick,
who's changing their gimmick?
Gimmick change. Who desperately needs some sort of fresh coat of paint?
I feel like if anyone is fresh for it, it's probably Sheamus because he just came back a couple weeks ago, and he's still like he's leaning more toward the heel side, but he's still kind of trying to find his place. So I feel like Sheamus would be like the easiest to give it to.
Mm-hmm. What about Rowan?
Rowan is also an interesting thought.
Because Rowan, I don't know what his. To my knowledge, Rowan's gimmick is normal guy. Maybe
Rowan, right now in our universe, Rowan's gimmick was half of the Bludgeon Brothers.
Well, no, because it was half the Bludgeon Brothers, and then it became like a disciple of Bray Wyatt person.
Yeah,
which we ended up creating the Fiend before the Fiend existed.
Yeah, I remember that. They had the black eye paint.
Yep. Because I didn't know. I couldn't make a clown mask. Nor would I have guessed a clown mask. But we had some sort of like disciple of that. And then they both went to Raw. So whatever the hell happened there. Maybe Rowan became a normal guy and became like a Daniel Bryan type normal dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the question would be, I mean, Rowan, I guess Rowan's someone that we could easily do whatever we want with Rowan. There's also, I guess, Eric Young to a certain extent. Birch and Lorcan, maybe we can give them something, give them a gimmick.
Yeah.
Because right now they're just like two dudes, two bald guys. They're like
literally their things are one and two.
Yes. Like, throw them up.
Throw them up.
Dog.
Throw them up.
Or maybe a new gimmick for Heath Slater or whatever. So I don't know. I think there's some options.
Yeah.
Any of these people, any ideas of what we would like to do?
This is hard. We've never had to come up with a gimmick before, Ryan.
No, we haven't. And it's difficult. What do we... What gimmick? What could be a fun... What do we need? Well, what about that? Is there any, like, personality type that we sort of need in our shows that you think, like, we're lacking or something?
I think we're missing... I don't really want to say it because it's kind of Drew McIntyre, but, like, a big monster character, you know? Like, a big, like... Like, a big, like... Like, Braun Strowman type or, like, a... Like, we're missing, like, that... Like, we have the people for it. Like, we have the people, but we don't have... Nobody has, like, that... That, you know? Nobody has, like, that threatening, have... like, oh, man, this guy's here. Now it's a real fight, you know?
Yeah, Drew McIntyre is, like, the charismatic monster.
Yeah.
And we don't have, like, an Al Bundy, you know, King Kong... Not Al Bundy, King Kong Bundy. We don't have, like, a King Kong Bundy or, like, George the Animal Steel where it's just, like... Not to say, like, because those are very kind of... Well, maybe King Kong Bundy less so, but, like... Kind of gimmicky guys, but it's like we don't have like just like McIntyre's the smart monster, and no offense to potentially Rowan, we don't have like the dumb monster.
We don't have like the big scary one who just punches face.
Yeah, his whole thing is just like I'm going to destroy people, but like he's not smart about it.
I think I mean he's just he like, can still be smart about it. I just think he's not. He would need a mouthpiece.
I guess I'm just saying that in comparison to McIntyre. Yeah. Yeah, like, Rowan would be a good guy that would need a mouthpiece of some sort.
Yeah, like, Rowan being, like, this, like, uncaged, like, beast. Like he's finally... Maybe that's it. Maybe we get... I don't want to put Rowan with somebody, but, like, I also want to put Rowan with somebody.
Rowan and Eric Young?
I kind of like that.
Yeah, there's something there that's like, okay, hold on. There's something there. There's feet. There's legs.
I like that. Rowan and Eric Young.
Okay, so we're saying Rowan and Eric Young. Rowan is some sort of... Is it sort of like a Lucha Underground Matanza idea where like Eric Young is controlling the monster that is Rowan? Or are they just sort of like two dudes
that I think it's more
that like...
Eric Young... I think Eric Young unleashes Rowan... You know, like he does something to like make Rowan realize like the real monster he is, and the fact, and he could do like whatever, I mean, just makes him like ultra violent, and they just like, you know what I mean? Like I think I know what you're thinking. I need you to stop.
I think you just pitched me.
Yeah,
justice.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say that. No, not what I meant. Not Jesse and Festus.
Biscuits and gravy.
No, it's not like when the bell rings, Rowan's suddenly like, oh boy, here I go, killing again. Like, no, I think it's more like that Eric Young brings out like the more like violent and brutal side of Rowan. You know, like hypes him up and being like, you're a big guy. You can destroy anybody you want. What have you been doing late? Like where have you been? You know, like, where is that monster? I haven't seen that. I haven't, like, something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. What's their gimmick? Are they, like, bikers?
I mean...
Can they have biker jackets?
Not terrible.
Yeah, it's like, well, yeah, I guess the question is, like, Rowan's also always been someone that has, like, kind of... spookiness to him, surrounded him. Like, he's in the Wyatt family, he's in the Bludgeon Brothers, they're like not really spooky but just sort of like scary kind of guys, you know what I mean? Daniel Bryan, obviously way less so, he's just a normal guy there. And now on Raw he has a cage with
him. Yeah, I know that.
That has something that sprays out red mist and something that can bite you.
Interesting.
So I don't know what the hell's happening with that, but But we're talking Rowan, Eric Young. Eric Young sees the monster potential in Rowan and tries to get that out. Yeah. Like, what if the gimmick is just that, like, it is sort of a Festus kind of type, maybe, where it's just like, Rowan did this in Bludgeon Brothers a little bit, where, like, Harper would have to hit Rowan, right?
Yeah, they would have to, like, hit each other, get themselves
yes,
pumped up.
To get them hyped up. What if it was, like, Rowan has to get hit with, like, a chair, and then he just fucking destroys people?
Isn't that too similar to Festus, though?
Maybe.
Where it's just like bell rings. Oh, he's Festus now. Bell rings again. Oh, he is a child.
Maybe. Ah, Festus. I can't believe Festus is Luke Gallows. I love it.
I think I like something like that, though, like something yep. where it's just like...
Talk to me more about your idea, because your idea is obviously way better, and I'm just pitching Festus.
It's hard. It's just like, I like the idea of that Eric Young sees the potential monster in Rowan and tries to get it out, but doesn't... It's not like an on-off switch, you know? It's like a slow build to Eric Rowan becoming the monster that he can see. Yeah, he sees him as.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not like, ah, yes... Hit him with a thing, turn him on, make him a monster, turn him off, he's just Eric Rowan again. Like, I want Eric Young to push Rowan further and further and further into just being more and more brutal.
Okay. I kind of like
being
this.
Being like, look, see what you can do to people? Do you see how much of a monster and brutal you could be? Like, do that all the time. It's going to win you matches and, like, stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. I think you definitely have more of the idea than I do, because my brain, for some reason, still is not wrapping its head around it. I think I need to see what you got. I think we need to write down what we're doing for next week and, like, do that sort of segment backstagey stuff and then sort of see where we're going. Because, you know, already we have an open spot at the Elimination Chamber. Maybe we're getting a Rowan match versus R-Truth or something. You know, like, I would like to see where this is going. I like the idea. I just need to see more of it.
It's kind of like Eric Young. It's like Rowan is a caged animal.
Yes.
Like, he's a caged beast. And Eric Young is slowly opening the cage.
Okay.
But as he's doing it, he's, like, making Rowan more and more violent.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's, like... you know what I mean, right? Like, it's hard to say.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I kind of see what you're trying to say, but I think I need to, like, see it actually happen. So,
like,
I think
as he's slowly opening this cage to let Rowan out, he's making him angrier and angrier.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like the tease of, like, opening the cage. It's like, oh, you can't get out yet. But
yeah.
Soon. Can't get out yet. But soon. And when it finally opens, Rowan's going to be, like, insane. Like a monster.
Yeah. Well, when we cut this show, let's definitely write that segment for next week and, like, see where we're going with it. Because I think there's definitely, like you said, I think there's something there. There's something there, and I can sort of more see what you're talking about. But again, I think I just need to, like, see it written out and maybe see it in action, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I've already, I guess what I'm saying is I've committed. I'm in for that gimmick.
All right, let's see that.
Because my brain's greenlit it to be on TV. So perfect. It's perfect. Gimmick change. We're going to do something with Eric Young and Rowan. And I guess everyone will have to see to find out. So if you want to see to find out, subscribe. I would highly recommend subscribing. What that does is, you know, you get this show in your podcast feed every week, along with another show, Mikey's Indy 500. Mikey, you want to talk a little bit about that?
So the Indy 500 is my race through the independent scene. I will be watching and reviewing 500 independent wrestling matches throughout the year 2020, and I need you guys to suggest me some. Use the hashtag HDB500 on Twitter, add us at HitTheBooksPod, and send us your indie match suggestions so I can watch them and review them on the show.
Yeah, so if you want to subscribe, you'll definitely be getting that in your podcast feed every Saturday. Very much excited about what Mikey's been doing. I think he's been doing great stuff, so I highly recommend checking out that show. What else? You can also follow us on Twitter at HitTheBooksPod. There you can see our thoughts along with everyone else in the War Universe, along everyone else in the wrestling community about what's happening in the wrestling world. So definitely follow us at Hit the Books Pod. We also leave a review on iTunes, please. It definitely helps us. You know, it takes like 3 minutes, probably less of your time to leave a review. So if you want to leave a 5-star review on iTunes, please go there now and, you know, hit that 5-star point, I guess, and give us a review. Anything else, Mikey, or any other plugs you got to make?
I think we're all good. That's all the plugs we got.
Yeah. I guess you can see me in Marietta hanging out with Cody and Pharaoh. I'll be hanging out in the pool, you know, getting some buds. I'm just going to be a new best friend, I guess you could say, is what I'm trying to say, Mikey, is I'm going to become new best friend of Cody Rhodes.
You're going to be his new friend.
Yeah, you know, I think realistically speaking, I think the Nightmare Collective, the Nightmare Family needs some more people. And I think I'm the perfect person.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to see more of that, I guess that's going to be a new spinoff show, Cody and Me. Is what the show's title is going to be, Cody and Me. You rolled your eyes at that. I'm afraid why Cody and Me is a bad name. I think it's a perfect name. It greatly describes my adventures of Cody and Me.
Sure, man. Whatever you say.
So subscribe to get that show down the road before I start crying. And I guess until next time, until next week, for Mikey, I've been Ryan. And until next time, everybody, we've got 2 words for you.
Book it.
I'm dying. Cody, help me.